Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Boy, the Rays have come back in a big way here in the seventh inning.
Home run call of the day, Junior Caminero of the Tampa Bay Rays. Dwayne Stats with the home run call. Great way to start the day. At BB isn't boring. At BB isn't boring. Well, happy birthday to Paul Skeens. Happy birthday. And there is no better present we can give you than a Who Says No podcast. We love doing the Who Says No. We have the guys, the Play Tessie guys from the Play Tessie podcast helping out always. This is how they get their start. They are the best in the business in terms of proposing fake trades. You see the fake trades all over the place. The proposals for a potential Paul Skeens trade, but none are as good as the ones given by the Play Tessie guys. In this case, Gordo, you may know him from such educational films as the Play Tessie co-host. And he is excellent. He is excellent, and he doesn't disappoint this time around. He gives two trades, potential trades, for Paul Skeens, and with the caveat, put the asterisk, yes, we understand Paul Skeens is not getting traded. But if he was being dangled by Ben Cherington, then what teams would be in position to trade for him and what would they offer? Well, we give a couple examples. And then, to top it all off, I weigh in with my own. I kind of sort of workshopped it, and then boom, yes, I finally get to the point where I felt confident that I could give a trade proposal for Paul Skeens. All right, hope everyone, again, is having a fantastic week. We at Baseball Isn't Boring, we appreciate everybody who's been coming on, everybody who's been listening, everybody who's been contributing or enjoying the socials at BB Isn't Boring. We appreciate producer Evan. All of it. All right, here you go. Here's something to soak in. Here's something to think about. It's a good one. Paul Skeens, Who Says No, with our guy Gordo. You guessed it. There's no human being I'd rather be talking to right now than Gordo.
I don't believe you.
See, this is that's a stock response. You know, there's people who respond to that.
No, but I'm actually going to challenge you here. I don't believe you, and you can say your
stock. Now I have to. So my response to people who say that is it's true, and the reason it's true is because I genuinely am looking forward to this conversation we're about to have. I genuinely look forward to every conversation that I have with everybody because I like talking about these sort of things, which is these sort of things is anything baseball related. And also, to be perfectly honest and blunt, it also jacks me up. I may have taken a half a 5-hour energy just now, but even if I didn't, it gets me excited because I'm convincing myself, I'm like, let's go. It's like Tom Brady running down the sideline yelling, let's go, right?
Listen, I agree with all the points you're making. I love talking about the great game of baseball too. It jacks me up too. But if I could place Aaron Judge in front of you right now, you wouldn't rather be talking to Aaron Judge?
No, the minute that I hit record, whoever I'm talking to, in this case, it's you, there is nobody I'd rather be talking to. I'm tunnel vision. If Aaron Judge came in and said, hey, I'm also part of this podcast, I would say there are no two people on the planet I would rather be talking to right now than Gordo and Aaron Judge.
Well, I have a question for you then.
Okay.
If he got the code to this podcast and entered, he barged in. You didn't invite him.
Yeah.
He barged in. Would that still apply to him? And let's use someone else besides Aaron Judge. Let's just say some schmuck in Framingham got the code to this meeting and he entered the meeting.
Well, no, because if I don't invite him, if Aaron Judge came in, I would formally invite him into our conversation.
Because he's Aaron Judge.
If somebody who I don't necessarily want to talk to or don't like came in and said, hey, like this, say, you know, Chris Cotillo is on like pounding against the window, let me in, like he does every time we do a show, say, let me in, I want to be on the radio. I say no. And then I said, you know, like that's a different story. And if he came through the window and jumped in front of the mic, I would not say that.
Okay, so here's the final verdict here. The person that is the person you want to talk to the most is the person that you have invited on the show, or if someone who's objectively like a pretty cool person happens to also jump into the show.
Yeah. If I don't want to talk to them, I won't talk to them. If they come in and jump in front of the mic, like I'm doing an interview at the park and someone jumps in front of the mic and I don't want to talk to him, I would say, get away from the mic. But if I do, oh my goodness, look at this. Another person, there's nobody I'd rather talk to on the planet. It's Mookie Betts. I'm talking to David Ortiz. Mookie Betts came in. Hey, come on in. Now, like, since all sincerity, there's no two people I would rather be talking to right now than David Ortiz and Mookie Betts. That goes with anybody. And I'll come back to it, Gordo. It's like a big part of this equation is that it's like, you ever see the movie For the Love of the Game with Kevin Costner?
I've seen scenes of it, but I haven't seen the whole movie. Even though it's on MLB Network constantly.
Yeah, so he's a pitcher, right, for Detroit Tigers. And his thing is he gets on the mound. Just before he throws the pitch, he goes, clear mechanism, right? That's what I'm doing. I'm clearing my mechanism.
What is the movie? It's like a, it's about, I think it's about the Cape Cod League and it's like a love story. What's that called?
It's not Fever Pitch. Summer Catch.
When you, I already forgot the name of the movie you just brought up. The first one.
Oh, For the Love of the Game.
For the Love of the Game. I thought that you were referring to Summer Catch. No. Both are the same though. I've seen bits and pieces.
No. They're so opposite. They couldn't be any more opposite. Kevin Costner is a Major League Baseball player who's like going to retire and throwing a perfect game in his last game. And they're going through the game and he's just in the zone. And when he's in the zone, every pitch is like clear mechanism and everything else, everything else around him goes. It's like putting your camera on cinematic mode. Right.
Wait, Rob, I've now mixed it with a third movie. The second time around, I thought you were talking about the movie with Charlie Sheen. What's that one?
Major League? do you have any concept of like anything pop culture? Any? It's not even pop culture. It's just culture.
I'll tell you, Rob, with movies, I'm terrible with movies. Oh, and I don't dislike movies.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to argue with you. Have you ever seen Summer Catch, the Cape Cod League movie?
No, I mean, I've seen bits and pieces of it because all three of these movies.
You literally is there any baseball movie that you haven't seen bits and pieces of?
Yes, I have seen The Natural. I've seen a lot of baseball movies. Moneyball, Sandlot. What else is there? If it's a baseball, I'm surprised I haven't seen those movies. The full
Eight Men Out?
No, I don't even think I've seen bits and pieces of that one.
bits. I like to do a compilation of the bits and pieces of movies that you've seen.
Oh,
awful. It's just awful. What's... Anyway, my point is it's worth a Google, okay?
Forrest Gump.
Really? Really?
Well, I've seen more than bits and pieces of it, but I've not seen the whole thing the whole way through.
Is there anything baseball related in Forrest Gump? No.
I don't think so.
No, there's not. It's football, but not baseball.
Right.
So, yeah. No. No. So, Google, for the love of the game, Clear Mechanism, that's what I'm talking about. When I step on the mound or in front of the mic, I'm clearing the mechanism, and there's nobody. Yeah, thank you. Do the Google. Hit the Google machine right now.
I love having this two screen. Does it have to be a video? Or
you have like a five camera shoot there with no backdrop.
No backdrop.
You may be held hostage. It's that barren. So
he's getting heckled.
Who? Kevin Costner?
Kevin Costner, yeah. Some Yankee fans. Did you put
Clear Mechanism?
Yeah. The video is called Clear the Mechanism.
Yeah. Yeah. And he clears the mechanism. We're spending way too much time on this.
Clear the mechanism.
Yeah, there it is. That's what I'm doing.
He zones in.
That's what I'm doing. So I'll start it off again after we wasted 10 minutes. All right? There's no human being on the planet that I'd rather be talking to right now than Gordo. Nobody.
But you're only saying that because you cleared the mechanism.
Oh, my goodness.
You've never been challenged like this.
By the way, I will say this. I have had different responses, but as producer Evan always points out, it never doesn't get a smile. It never fails to get a smile. Always.
Yeah. Even when you know it's coming.
Even when you know it's coming, you get a bigger smile because they're like, oh, here we go.
Here we go.
But, you know, we just had on Jameson Taillon. He didn't know it was coming, but
you got sure
enough. He's sitting there in the Wrigley Field home bullpen, reeking of alcohol because of the Post Malone concert. And first thing, he's like, fending off the fumes. What do I do to get him in the zone? There is no human being I'd rather be talking to right now than Jameson Taillon. And that was a fact. Because here's another thing. That when I sit down to do this, Gordo, I always learn something. There's always something that sort of surprises me. There's something that adds to my day. Like every time there's something that adds to my day every time. I know what'll happen if I don't do this podcast. Nothing. If I do this podcast, I may actually find two trades that could possibly happen for Paul Skeens. If I don't do this podcast, I'm just sitting there thinking, you know, Paul Skeens isn't going to get traded. And he probably won't get traded. But by doing this exercise, Gordo, it at least puts it in my head, what if? What if? And that's what you're here for. Because on your Wikipedia page, it says the best in the world at doing who says no trades.
Did you put that there?
Also, along with Sammy and Pat.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And also, Coley. Coley did a good one. Coley Mick did a good one, too. He was pretty good at it.
I remember his being – was it for, like, Tatis? It was a big one.
Yeah, I don't remember.
What's going on in that?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a while ago.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I remember after hearing his, I was like, oh, wow, I gotta step up the oomph in these.
Yeah.
Although, with Paul Skeens, he kind of by default – have to have a lot of
Paul Skeens is a fun one to do because there's no room for interpretation, right? You know that you're going to have to just basically just barf out a bunch of the top names that you can barf out.
You got to empty the chest.
Yeah.
You have to empty it. You have to empty the chest.
Yeah. This isn't like our good friend, producer Joe Braverman of the Playtesting podcast. By the way, everybody, listen to the Playtesting podcast. Excellent interview with D'Angelo Ortiz. Excellent job. Yeah. I mean, it's it's amazing. Like, it was 2 months old, but you know, still excellent job. So
that's it for the spring training ones, though. We are now. It took us a long time to run.
D'Angelo Ortiz was probably thinking, this, of course, is David Ortiz's son. He's probably thinking, I wasted an hour of my time with those jamokes, and they're not even going to publish it. That was literally, kids, people don't know, that was literally, not even a lie, 2 months ago.
You can see, if you look on YouTube, you can see we're in sunny Fort Myers.
Yeah.
And
it's a great interview. But my point is, your producer for Playtesty, Joe, he did a very, very widely, a viral Who Said No for Bo Bichette.
Emptied the chest.
Yeah, but that's the point. It was Bo Bichette. All due respect to Bo Bichette. It's not Paul Skeens. So, like, literally, his trade would have been a Paul Skeens trade almost for Bo Bichette. So now you have the opportunity to, because there's nothing that you can say, Gordo, in these trades that you're going to propose that I'm going to be like, that's too much. Like, there's probably nothing. Maybe. I don't know. Just put up a poll.
What organization reasonably has the amount of talent, cheap, controllable, young prospect, young major league talent, to put all of it into a trade and say, that's too much for Paul Skeens? Not a lot of.
All right. I know you have two. Am I allowed to say, like, if you're full of hooey after each of them?
By all means.
I don't want to be critical of you because I appreciate you coming on.
No, be critical, but just understand the opinion of this Who Says No creator is that there is no chance on earth Paul Skeens gets traded.
Right.
No way. You have to come up with a lot.
You have to do a trade proposal that if you're the GM, you at least say, hey, if there's any inclination to make Paul Skeens available, you think about maybe. Okay, let's chew on this for a little bit. All right. Okay. All right.
It's the thing there is it's if he's made available. And it's such a weird concept because he's got four and a half years of control. And the max you can have is six or six and a half if you manipulate the service time well. So you have to get so many, because obviously there's not going to be a one-for-one swap. Like, there's – Paul Skeens is the most valuable asset in the league right now. Am I mistaken on that? Like, there's nothing as valuable as Paul Skeens before. Is there someone who just came up?
Nah, you're probably right.
He's more valuable than Sasaki.
We did a podcast. I did one with Julian McWilliams, national writer for CBS Sports. And we both came to the conclusion. We said the most important player in Major League Baseball was Mookie Betts. And that's a probably a bit bigger conversation, a different conversation, because a lot of people would jump to Paul Skeens. No, it's not. No, because Paul Skeens is not a winning team. He's not the most important player. Mookie Betts is playing different positions. Mookie Betts is, like, leading the team. Mookie Betts is, like, is
all the veteran who's done that.
All these things. So anyway,
conversations, because it's like, who's the most important player? Who's the most valuable asset?
Who's the most valuable asset? What player? Here's how you phrase it. What player in baseball would it take the biggest package of players to get?
Paul Skeens, right? Like, who else?
Probably. Unless you take, like, a superstar and the team pays down his contract.
Right. Okay.
But that doesn't count.
That doesn't count.
Because they wouldn't do that.
So. If you took Juan Soto, I know he's playing terribly, but if you take Juan Soto,
and we'll eat $750 million of your contract.
Right. So you get Juan Soto for a decade and a half for free. Like, yeah, okay, I'll take that over Paul Skeens. There you go.
All right. Anyway, what do we got? Clear the mechanism. Right. What's the first team that you got going, Paul Skeens, trading for Paul Skeens?
So there's such a limited amount of teams that even have the capital to do it. And the beauty is, it doesn't have to necessarily – I picked one competitor and one non-competitor.
Okay.
Because you can be a non-competitive team and trade for Paul Skeens. as long as you think you're ready to compete next year or even
Of course.
So it's not like with Bo Bichette, just because on the topic, he's a rental. Only teams that are trying to compete for the playoffs this year are going to trade for him. So the first team I picked for Paul Skeens here is the Baltimore Orioles, the team that lost an ace, and everyone said they needed to trade for or sign an ace. And I mean, they signed Sugano, who's been fine.
He's not an ace. The Baltimore Orioles, this team that is having a really down year, it's the same conversation they had last year. You get a Corbin Burns, you're on your way. They didn't get a Corbin Burns. They weren't on their way. With all due now, but hey, listen, who knows? Charlie Morton, he's got the baseballs in boring bump, pitching well now. But you need the ace, the no doubt about it, the anchor guy. So go ahead, Baltimore. Who's all Baltimore right. giving up?
Well, it's going to start with Jackson Holliday.
Okay.
And I think maybe a year ago, a one-for-one swap of those guys could have been a discussion.
No. But
it's nowhere close to a discussion now.
No, wouldn't have been.
Before the season?
No.
Neither of them had debuted?
No.
Are you sure about that, Rob? Jackson Holliday was a lot of people's number one prospect.
No.
Just 1 year ago.
No.
You really don't think so?
No.
Well, the one thing I can confidently say that we'll agree with is that it's going to take a lot more than Jackson Holliday to buy Paul Skeens.
Yep.
So Samuel Basayo, he's in that deal. Kobe Mayo, he's in the deal. Colton Cowser is in the deal.
You've got
four guys. I would say potentially four guys that you could call blue chippers in that trade, depending on how you look at it.
By the way, it makes me feel good. Like I honestly, I'm going to be honest with you, Gordo. It's been a long day, a lot of stuff going on, yelling and screaming, on the radio and everything else. Writing, getting up at 5:30, writing stories, posting podcasts. As we tape this, you mentioning those four names for Paul Skeens, it made my day.
You think the Pirates slammed the door shut?
Yes. You know, here's the thing that you have to weigh in. Of these guys that Baltimore's trading, you need the guy or guys who you really think are going to be superstars. Superstars. Superstars.
Superstars. I think there's maybe two guys in that trade that you could say have superstar potential.
Who?
I think Holliday and Basayo. I'm not taking that away from Jackson Holliday yet. I'm not ready.
I like Jackson Holliday a lot. I like him. He's been very good to the brand. Very good to the brand. I talked to him for an extended period of time the other day, which I'll be posting soon. He's just been very good to the brand. I like him a lot. Great young man. But I don't see him being a superstar.
Quick to give up, Rob.
Yeah, no, I just don't see it. I think he's going to be a very good player. I don't think he's going to be a superstar. I don't think his skill set lends itself to superstardom. You know what I'm saying?
I remember a time just over a year ago when there was like a poll. I forget who did it, but it was a poll amongst MLB execs asking for the best player under 25. And there were executives in there who were saying Jackson Holliday was the best player under 25.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country. And the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Before he even debuted, he was a minor leaguer, and they were saying that. So it's hard for me to give up on the vision that we all had for him just over a calendar year ago.
You know,
he's got 5.5 years of control to figure that out.
The weird
and then
thing,
he gets
the
good, you can trade him again just like you did Paul Skeens.
The weird thing is, and listen, I say all this, and Paul Skeens is probably going to have Tommy John surgery at some point. Paul Skeens is something, you know, it's not like Paul Skeens is absolutely going to pitch 15 years in the major leagues and dominate every year. We don't know that. Right now, he's awesome. We think he's going to continue to be awesome. Good for him. But you know, you do know that Paul Skeens right now, as you have it, is a superstar. He is a superstar right now. So Bisayo is a guy who, just looking him up, he's in AAA with Norfolk right now. He's having a good year. 909 OPS, 245 batting average. How old is he? He is only 20 years old.
20.
So here's one of the things. And, you know, obviously Cowser's going to be a really good player. Superstar, no. Mayo could be a good player. Superstar, no.
Agreed.
Here's the thing that works against your trade with the Orioles is that, yes, we could say Bisayo and Holiday and these guys are going to be the upside, they're going to be superstars. But the narrative with Baltimore Orioles prospects have taken a hit. That's the problem, Gordo. They have taken a hit over the last, like, think about that Norfolk team. Oh, my goodness. They're an embarrassment of riches. And then all of a sudden, wait, what? And Holiday's an example of that. You know, Heston Kerstad, another friend of the program, example of that. Stowers, they trade. He's good. But Joey Ortiz, you know, they trade. Good for them for trading him, but he's having a terrible year now. Like it's like you had all these top 100 prospects, but we're going to look back and say, all right, where are the superstars? Because that's what we're talking about, right? The founder, even the guys who the top tier guys who were already on the team, you know, Gunnar Henderson down year, Adley Rutschman down year, like all of these guys, like that's the problem. Is that
clock's ticking on Adley too?
Well, yeah, like, and so, you know, I don't know. Typically, you would say, "Good for the Orioles brass for doing what." I'm going to go way back. A guy named John Schuerholz did with the used to do with the Braves. Some of the Yankees do as well every once in a while, which is tell everybody in baseball how great their prospects are, get everybody excited about them, and then trade them. The problem with the Orioles, they didn't trade them. They kept them, and they weren't as good, or they haven't been as good.
Let's turn it around too, Rob, because the Orioles right now, not good. If they trade the package that I've just lined up, their farm system in the gutter. Is Paul Skenes enough to elevate that team? And you're losing multiple big league players here too. So you're subtracting Jackson Holliday and Colton Cowser from the big league team, adding Paul Skenes and taking away the farm system. Like there's reasonable.
I'll tell you who doesn't do this trade.
The Orioles might not do it either.
The Orioles don't do it.
Yeah.
The Orioles don't do it because I think that also another part of the equation, which is why we didn't see another Corbin Burnes trade, is because of exactly what you talked about. They feel like they need these guys. And also it's human nature where you overvalue your own guys. So I guess the answer is neither team does the trade. It's a good trade. You know,
I agree with that. I think Basayo is
the wild card in that whole situation. I think so. Because maybe he might have the best chance of all these guys to be like the Yordan Alvarez.
The middle of the order guy.
Middle of the order guy. Yeah.
I mean, the Pirates do need.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, you look at it, all those guys, you have four guys who would be at least good players in a major league lineup. Like, good. That's fine.
Yeah, you overhaul lineup with that.
Yeah. And so so anyway, all right, I say neither team does it.
I agree with you, Rob. I think my second one is a little bit more likely to be something that, I mean, I think that the basis with every Paul Skenes trade you could come up with, I think the answer to most, if not every scenario, is neither team is going to do it. Because to put together a Paul Skenes trade that's even going to tickle the Pirates' fancy a little bit, you have to go nuts.
Yeah. No, well, that's
you have to go nuts and then some.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, you got to get the guy. I'll come back to it. You got to get the guy that everyone knows is going to be a superstar, has a really good idea, is going to be so, and maybe, by the way, already is a superstar. Like, for instance, if Arizona wanted to do a Paul Skenes trade,
read my mind.
Corbin Carroll, right? He would be in the trade. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah. That hit my mind. I thought about Arizona. And then I said, but they've got a lot of pitching.
Yeah, they can't keep doing that.
But
I looked up
though.
I looked up their rotation. I looked up their rotation today, actually, because someone had mentioned, I didn't realize Zach Gallen was having such a rough year.
He's been brutal.
Yeah, but Burnes has been really good. Kelly has been good. Fott has been good.
Fott is solid.
Rodriguez, he's hurt now. Gallen hasn't been good. So, but it's, you know, that's what they've been chasing, right? That's what they did when they're chasing Burnes, like finding that guy.
Yeah.
And if they were going to do that, you would have to, and Pittsburgh would say, well, all right, give us Corbin Carroll. Absolutely. No doubt about it. So, yeah.
I also had, because I was thinking of who are the deepest teams in terms of farm talent, and then who are the teams that have extended can't miss studs already. And it's like, okay, I thought the Mariners, because they kind of check off both those boxes. Do they trade J-Rod? But then J-Rod also hasn't been that good. They also have a crazy farm system, but then they don't line up because they've got all the pitching already. So you can't do the Mariners. You could go to the Brewers and it's Jackson Churio. Is that, I mean, that could be an interesting route.
That's what you have to be talking about. And that's the problem. Even, you know, you have these guys. Who am I thinking of? Tampa. Their top prospect. What?
Oh, the top prospect, Carson Williams?
No.
What pro? A current Rays prospect?
Current. He plays for the Rays now. Anyway.
Junior Caminero.
So, Jackson Chourio and Junior Caminero, right? Two good examples. Everyone was like, oh, my goodness, these guys are next level. Okay. Prove it. Prove it. I mean, you don't have out of the gate, and it's unfair to them because they're like 12 years old, but you don't have proof.
But you want to know what a guy like Chourio has that Skeens does not is term. They've got that extension locked in. And I mean, I guess you could make the argument that the Pirates don't want triple digit extensions, but man, like that extension on a year to year basis, like that is going to be an incredibly valuable asset for years to come. So that the Chourio one, I feel like would be interesting. But then if you're the Brewers, are you trading a guy that you've got locked up on what looks like it's going to be a team friendly AAV for years to come for potentially just 4.5 years of Skeens, who, let's be honest with ourselves here, Rob, if you're going to lock up Paul Skeens, like you're paying free agent value money today if you want to lock that guy up.
I'm looking up
Pirates have no chance.
I'm looking up Junior Caminero. He's 21 years old. He has 10 home runs, .249 batting average, .729 OPS. I mean, that's not terrible. He's 21 years old.
He's heated up lately. He'll be good. You're right. It's been underwhelming.
He'll be good. Anyway, all right, next one.
We're going to send him to the Detroit Tigers. A little bit more realistic of a scenario here because the Tigers are a team that's competing. If you're going to make an in-season trade for Skeens, yes, you can make the trade for Skeens as a long-term play, but if you're going to trade for 4.5 years, that half year now is valuable.
Okay.
So we're going to send him to the Tigers, and we're going to add in Dennis Santana, boost the Tigers' bullpen a little bit with this deal. If they're going to give up the package that I've got them giving up, we'll add in a little bit on Pittsburgh's end. Because the Pirates are going to get, from the Tigers, Jackson Jobe, now graduated, but number one pitching prospect in the sport.
Is he hurt?
Maybe.
All right.
It was weird. He like ducked out and didn't speak last night, and his velocity was down, and everyone's being really weird about it.
This is anyway. Go ahead.
Okay, Jackson Jobe, Max Clark, number 7 prospect in the sport.
Yep.
And Kevin McGonigal, number 26 prospect in the sport. So this is a team in the Tigers that would have visions of a rotation of their past, where they headlined it with Verlander and Scherzer. It's now Skubal and Skeens, which. If they end up in a first round playoff series in a 3-game series, like good luck, like you're done. You're facing Skubal and Skeens, you're done. So the dream there, you have a 2-headed monster atop their rotation that also, not for nothing, has a couple other pretty good pitchers in it. But I mean, good God, a Skeens Skubal 1-2 in your rotation, that's something that we have not seen.
Who do you say the first guy was?
Skubal.
No.
Oh, in the trade,
yeah.
Jackson Jobe.
Oh, didn't you say someone else?
Jackson Jobe, Max Clark, Kevin McGonigal.
Those three. All right.
And they're all, well, if you counted Jobe as a prospect still, they're all top.
Oh, you said Santana going back.
Right. Yeah. It had Santana going to the Tigers too. Beef up the bullpen a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, I tell you what, I think that the Pirates would be more inclined to do that trade.
I agree. I think both
because there is some thought that, you know, you never know what pitchers are going to become, but there's some thought if you needed number one, if you want to replace the number one, Jackson Jobe's going to be a number one, right?
Yep.
All right. Well, you get your replacement at the number one. Then you have Max Clark, a guy who is, you know.
He screams superstar too.
Well, just because he has a lot of tattoos.
I don't know. I just like him because he's always on Twitter.
Yeah, but he was obviously high draft pick. What was he? He was the third overall pick in the draft. He's in high A right now. He has, let's see,
hitting 218 OPS.
Yeah, he's okay. He's doing okay. He's still very young. He was a high school kid. Yeah, he's only 20, but perceived as going to be an all-star. Yeah, so I mean, the problem is, I think that, I don't know. I feel like because of Job, that is more realistic of a trade. But I still think that you have to find someone else, find somebody else useful from Detroit, somebody else.
Let me tell you the thing that gives me hesitation on this from the Pirates end, because you're only getting three guys here. And as you see, like with Crochet, with Cease, like all these guys that get traded, these big time pitchers, you usually get four. And two of the three are in A-ball. Like Jackson Jobe is obviously the blue chip of the deal, but are you really going to put your faith beyond Jackson Jobe, who has been okay this year? You're going to put the faith in two A-ball guys. That's tough. The Tigers can afford to do it if they want. Like that's a team that has a system. They can afford to take the plunge, even though it would be painful to trade away three guys like that.
Let me replace. Here you go. I'm going to spice it up a little bit. Let me replace McGonagall with Spencer Torkelson.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
If you're the Pirates, how much belief do you have? Like, because
Because you don't want to be Henry Davis.
Right. Oh my God. Up until this year, those two guys.
Right.
Spitting image.
But it's Spencer Torkelson. He has right now, as we sit here, he has OPS of 864, 13 homers. He seemingly has figured it out quite a bit. He's still a young guy.
25.
So all I'm saying is that, like, you have some semblance of major league, something that you've proved in the major leagues. Job's also sort of that way. I
you
like that.
Know why I didn't
better.
Go that way?
What?
I'll tell you why I didn't go that way.
Okay.
And so Torkelson, let me see actually, because he's played partial years. He's a free agent, 2029, so 6, 7, 8. So he's got 3.5 years. With the Pirates, if you're trading Paul Skeens, you're basically telling your fan base we're not competing for the next at least 3 years. Like we're basically
but I don't,
majority
I don't
of his time here.
I don't
we're not
necessarily think that like we're because if you get a Job, right? If you get a healthy Job, then you already have a good rotation. Like they already have good pitchers, right? Although, you know, some of them are hurt now.
Yeah. But
that's not their problem. They need bats.
Right.
So I don't know. I mean, I applaud your effort. Good for you.
What about the Cubs? I'm trying to think if the Cubs, I mean, they tried to trade for Lizardo this offseason and that didn't happen. They'd have ammo. But then how many of their pieces are like true cannot miss superstar guy? Because they've got a deep farm system. But like, is Cade Horton really going to headline a package for Paul Skeens? Like, no, that's not. Like, you need a guy. Like, you basically need to have a top 7, 8, 9, 10 prospect in baseball, or a guy who has the full 5.5, 6+ years of control that's already a stud.
Okay. How about this one? How about the Padres? Right?
Screams Preller. They've done it before, Rob.
Right? The Padres, you have the number 3 prospect in all of baseball, Leo DeVries. Probably saying his name wrong.
Yeah, I have no idea how to say it.
So you have him.
Could trade Salas.
Salas? Trade him, Salas. Would you trade? Here's the good one. Would you? They would never do this ever.
Who's that? The Padres.
Padres. Jackson Merrill and Leo DeVries or Ethan Salas for Paul Skeens.
It's the same conversation as the Jackson Churio thing because they extended Jackson Merrill. Good rate. That thing's going to be valuable for them for years to come. Like, can you reasonably, how many years is Jackson Merrill's contract? Cause like, are you really going to trade? He's a free agent, 2036. You're trading it. You're getting less than half the time with Paul Skeens as a guy
that. All right. So, here's my, who says no. Would you trade Jackson Merrill for Paul Skeens?
I would
because
do that
you know what we might have stumbled upon the only the guy
Another
that
one.
We're talking about who has you know who has the most value,
right? Yeah, Jackson Merrill's definitely up there. Like any of these kids that are extended.
I love that. Because I think the initial reaction from people would be no, you don't trade Paul Skeen for Jackson Merrill. No, you couldn't do that. But to your, you know, think about it. Control. I don't think anybody at this point doesn't believe in Jackson Merrill.
No, he's a stud. But now you have to ask yourself: Do the Pirates balk at having to pay him $21 million for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years towards the back end of that deal? That's just the Pirates, man. Like, unless what's his name? Is it Bob Nutting? Is that the owner?
Yeah.
He sells the team.
So
you just can't trust him.
Merrill has this. So obviously he landed last year, played 156 games, 4.4 WAR, 292 batting average, 826 OPS, 24 home runs, 16 stolen bases. Awesome. And he hasn't let up. This year, after being hurt earlier in the year, he's come back 330. He's hitting 330, 901 OPS, five homers. I mean, to me,
he's a stud. Yeah.
I mean, it's there's no going back for Jackson Merrill. He's not going backwards. Would you trade? Oh, man. Would you trade Paul Skene for Jackson Merrill?
I mean, there you go, Rob. I think you did find the other most valuable asset. I don't think I would do it one for one if I'm the Pirates, though. Because if you're the Pittsburgh Pirates, part of your problem here, like, you need to build a winning team, but you also need to have a draw. And that, like, I love Jackson.
That's a great point. I was, as you were talking, I was just thinking of that. That's an excellent point. It's as good as Jackson Merrill is, it's not, people aren't coming to the ballpark to see Jackson Merrill yet. They come to the ballpark.
Paul Skene is.
I am driving out of my way down I-75 to see Paul Skene throw three innings in a spring training game. Yeah.
Wait, I just realized we totally forgot about the guy who actually is the most valuable asset in the sport because of what else he brings in.
Who?
We forgot about Ohtani. The Pirates would have to make that deal. But they know that if they, because, like, obviously Shohei Ohtani, the AAV of that deal can be scary, and knowing that you have to pay it down the line. But with everything that you bring in now, I mean, it's just a simple business decision, Rob. Like, could you imagine Shohei Ohtani in Pirate yellow?
No. That's the answer is no. All right. Well, we solved a lot of the world's problems. Go watch some baseball movies. All right. Can you do that?
I will go watch baseball movies and not actual baseball, because that hasn't been doing me very good lately.
No. Just watch some baseball movies. All right. Yeah. Feel better about yourself. All right.
Yeah.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.